So as Elizabeth said, I'm going to be talking about staph aureus associated skin soft tissue infections in ambulatory care in the U.S. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-author from CDC, Rachel Gorwitz. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. So as has been previously mentioned, Staph aureus is a common cause of skin and soft tissue infections in outpatients, and in the late 90s, MRSA emerged as a cause of community-acquired staph aureus infections, and these were resistant to beta-lactams, which include cephalosporins and penicillins. And in 2004, there was a study that identified MRSA as a cause of 59% of purulent SSTIs in adult emergency department patients, which I'll be referring to as EDs. And clinicians have reported a perceived increase in the incidence and severity of SSTIs. So I'll be examining the trends from 1999 to 2006 in U.S. ambulatory care visits, the visit rates, and treatment practices for SSTIs typical of staph aureus. And we're using these two data sets, the National Ambulatory Medical Care Survey, which we call NAMCIS, and the National Hospital Ambulatory Medical Care Survey, which we call HAMCIS. And I'll just go over the methodology. So these are both national probability sample surveys that are conducted annually by CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. And the NAMCIS is a survey of patient visits to office-based physicians that are non-federal, and has a three-stage sample. So first we select geographic primary sampling units, or PSUs, and then within those PSUs we select about 3,000 physicians, and then within those physicians we sample patients. And we get about, it's during a one-week period, so we get about 25,000 records and a year. And then for HAMCIS, it is a survey to hospital EDs and outpatient departments, or OPDs. And it has a four-stage design. The first is the same as the NAMCIS, the same PSUs. And then we select about 500 hospitals, and within those select the EDs and OPD clinics, and within those sample the patients, the patient visits over a four-week period. So we get about 35,000 visits each for the ED and OPD annually. So the Census Bureau is our data collection agent, and this is, we collect the data by medical record abstraction. So the Census Bureau trains the office and hospital staff about how to abstract the data and how to sample the visits. And then the data are coded and keyed by a contractor. So our data collection instrument is the patient record form, or PRF. So we collect patient characteristics such as these demographics, visit characteristics, up to three diagnoses, which are coded according to the ICD-9-CM, and up to eight medications, which we had been using the FDA's National Drug Code Directory to code the therapeutic class until 2005, when they've stopped maintaining it. So we've had to switch to Multnom Lexicon in 06. And then we also have our own codes that we use to code the trade name and the generic name of the drug. For wound care, on the ED form, we have a checkbox. And for the OPD, this was a write-in item until 2005. Then we did add a checkbox for wound care and excision of tissue. You'll see later when I show the data how this impacted the findings. But so wound care was defined as incision and drainage and debridement, removal of foreign bodies, laceration repair. Then we have some provider characteristics, such as the physician specialty in NAMCIS, the region, and hospital ownership. So since we don't have any culture results, we had to put together these list of ICD-9 CM codes to define what we thought might be a visit that's typical of a staph aureus SSTI. So you can see in the last column, they're about 68% of the visits were for cellulitis or abscess. And this shows a percent distribution of SASSTIs, ambulatory care visits by setting. And you'll see that they, in 99-2000, there were 9.7 million visits, and it increased to 15.2 million visits in 05-06. And this represents about 1% of all ambulatory care visits in the US. And then if you look at the green slices, there was a significant increase in the proportion of these visits that were seen in the ED, from increased from 19% to 25%. And this shows the ambulatory care visit rates by setting for SSTIs. So there were significant increases in the visit rates overall and in the emergency department and the outpatient department. In the ED, the rate increased by 83%. And this slide shows the percent of visits in each setting that had an SSTI diagnosis. And so you can see the red line in the ED where the, let me see, did these all, yeah, that, I mean, that the, in the ED there were a higher proportion of visits that were related to SSTIs. And, oh yeah, all of these are significant trends though. And this shows the visit rates by age. So the significant rates, there were significant increases in 45 to 64, 19 to 44, and 2 to 18. But the highest rates were in the under 2 years of age and 65 and over. For race, there was an increasing trend in whites. And there was in blacks until 2003 and 4. I'm not sure what happened, although the estimate in 2003 and 4 for blacks was not significantly different from 05-06. And there were increasing rates for both males and females. For region, the south, there was an increasing trend. It looks like the northeast and the midwest, maybe they're 2 years behind what was happening in the south. So this is the wound care slide, which I said is kind of impacted by the way we changed the way we collected the data for the office and the OPD. So for the blue bars, you can see the big jump in 05-06, but that's probably because we changed from the write into the checkbox, because people are always more likely to check a box than to write something in. And but both of these are, show that there, that wound care was, there's an increasing trend in wound care being provided for these visits. And for the antimicrobial prescribing rates, these are just for overall rates of, we combine drugs that would be considered for treatment for SSTIs. And so there was no trend in the antimicrobial prescribing rates overall or for any of the settings. Although you can see the yellow line, the ED, where there was a much higher prescribing rate. Then when we looked at individual classes of drugs, the cephalosporins and the beta, penicillins, the beta-lactams did have the higher, were more likely to be prescribed. None of the, clindamycin has an increasing trend. When we looked at other drugs like the sulfonamides and the tetracyclines and linezolid and vancomycin, we looked at them individually. Maybe you should have combined them, but there weren't reliable estimates for those, so they're not shown. So in summary, between 1999 and 2006, the visit rates for SSTIs typical of Staph aureus nearly doubled in the ED, increased moderately in physician offices. And this may reflect changes in healthcare-seeking behavior or an increase in the severity of infections or the increased burden of the disease. And the increase in the visit rates occurred in all but the youngest and oldest age groups, in both males and females, whites, and in the South. And the overall antimicrobial prescribing rates did not change. The beta-lactams remained the most commonly prescribed drugs, and although the rate did increase for clindamycin. And the increases in the provision of wound care could reflect an increasing proportion of purulent infections or increased severity of infection.